Hi folks, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. So, here you are, driving along, nice day, you're not in a big hurry. Maybe you're going down to get a newspaper or heading to the Y. All of a sudden, boom! What the heck was that? Someone just cut you off, you had to jam on the brakes. What's your first reaction? Most of us is one of anger. And what do? We start cursing that person out, calling them all kinds of names. What a jerk. You don't have the brains you were born with. You're a disgrace to the human race. On and on and on. Throw them the finger. Whatever. Take another example. You find out someone's been telling some lies about you. And what do? You start attacking that person. You say, you know, all they do is lie, they're not worth anything, they have no life, so they got to go around talking about other people. On and on you go, attacking the person. Or go on social media. Tons and tons of stuff where people are attacking the integrity and worth of someone that disagrees with them or has their different opinion about something. So, that brings us to the third principle of Kingian nonviolence. You know, we've been going over the six principles, and this actually is, even though it's number three in the list, it's the last one we're looking at. And it's the shortest one in the sense that it says, attack the behaviors, not the person. And yes, the word attack has a certain connotation often of violence. But what it's really saying is look at the behaviors and not the person. And so what's that saying is, you know, don't spend a lot of energy attacking the person, even though that seems to be our natural tendency. I don't know why that is within us, where we want to attack the person rather than look at the behaviors. Like, for example, you know, you get cut off in traffic. Why did that person do that? I mean, I doubt very much they woke up that morning and said, I am going to follow Joe around until I have a chance to cut him off. And that doesn't, you know, you're not excusing the behaviors of the person, but it's helpful to look at why someone does something or believes something or says something rather than simply attacking them. When you attack someone, it just sends out a lot of negative energy. And, you know, it reminds me of sort of a shift in me. I used to, when a well-known person would make a racist remark or a sexist remark or say something that wasn't really wise or do something that was, not the nicest thing in the world. Soon after that, they would make an apology. And then they would say, that's really not who I am. And way back, not even way back, but when I would, until fairly recently actually, when I would hear that, I would say to myself, well, if it's not you, then who did that or who said that? Was there like a secret little person inside of you or something? But I think what they were saying, and it's true for all of us, yes, we can say some mean things, we can do some stupid things, but that's not really the gist of who we really are. At least that's how I'm hearing it now, that what the person is saying, well, yes, you know, they're apologizing, they're acknowledging even that what they said or did was not appropriate, but they're also saying there's more to me than just that. So excuse me for a minute. So that began to change my focus a little bit where, yeah, these well-known people that do that, they're more to them than the mistaken behavior they did or the remarks they made. So again, focusing on the behavior and not attacking the person. And, you know, why do we do that? Like I said before, you know, why don't we attack each other all the time? And I think part of it is when someone does something and I attack them and say they're no good or they're just totally stupid or they're a jerk. In some way, I'm also saying that I am a little bit better than them. And when I attack them, sort of subtly maybe, or we're not even aware of it, but if you look at it, it is a way of boosting ourselves up by saying, whoa, they're really bad. You know, I may be bad, but I'm not as bad as they are. I'm a little bit more put together. So that's one thing. And also it's important to realize when you abide by this principle, you're not saying that the person should not suffer the consequences of their behavior. So especially if they do something illegal, then, you know, they should suffer the consequences of that. Or even if, you know, they make some inappropriate remarks, and especially well-known people and some of their sponsors pull out. Well, that's one of the consequences of their behaviors. And that's understandable, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But again, it's that notion of attacking people. I would challenge you the next few days when you run it, see how often you attack the person when you read about something that you disagree with, or you hear so-and-so did this, or you know, somebody says something about you, or something hurtful happens to you. Ask, you know, see if you attack the person or if you can step back. It's not saying you don't feel anger towards that person even, but stepping back and not attacking that person, not letting them get away with it either. You might have to confront them on a more rational level at some point. But also looking at their behavior, you know, what's going on with them that they did that? It's an extremely hard thing to do, I think, but it's a very important thing to not attack the person. And I guess when you spin that all the way back, it's like, do you believe that every person needs to, the inherent worth and dignity of every person needs to be honored and respected? Or do you believe some people don't have any inherent worth of value? Even at their very core, is there a spark of goodness in them? Or do you believe some people are just so so bad that there is no value to their existence? So that's something maybe we should explore a little bit more. Because if someone, not you personally, but if someone believes that some people are just inherently evil and worthless, where do you draw the line? So if you believe that, how do you decide that, well, this person is worthless, but this person is not? So that whole notion, if I guess that's sort of foundational, whether or not you, these things keep coming up on these notices on my screen here. If you believe that some people are evil, or you believe some people even in spite of some really bad things they do, that they still have some kind of inherent worth, or at least the spark of the divine within them, or the potential to do good. And that's sort of a foundational thing that we need to explore some more. So anyway, enough babbling. So bottom line, the next few days, look at when things happen to you. Are you attacking the person, or are you looking at their behaviors? It's a tough principle to follow, but it's probably the most important one, to be able to not attack the person, but look at their behaviors, you know, deal with their behaviors. Why are they doing that? But still hold them to the consequences of their behaviors. All right. Good to be with you. And always open for questions, insights, all those good things. So as my friend Bob used to say, go in peace. All right. Take care. Bye.